Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies expected with fog and spots early today, with thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 67. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 42. Slight chance for showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 60. Cloudy skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. If you heard tornado sirens yesterday around Topeka and wondered why, Roxanne Stewart has more.
Some folks probably looked at the sky and scratched their heads as tornado sirens sounded late Wednesday afternoon. County Emergency Management Director Dusty Nichols said the initial warning came in at 4:45 with no specific area, so the sirens went off countywide as a precaution. A couple of minutes later, sirens were again sounded only in warned areas in the northern part of the county. The tornado warning for the area expired at 5:15 p.m. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The Newton Medical Center is remodeling its emergency room to include updated features and attract doctors. Rural medical centers have been struggling to keep providers, but Newton sees the new top-notch medical facilities as a way to keep patients and doctors from traveling to Wichita. The Newton Medical Center hopes the state-of-the-art equipment will help as it continues to reach patients in Sedgwick, Butler, Marion, and Reno counties. And the Newton Medical Center has its eyes on continued improvements. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Applications are now open for the Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge, a national business competition showcasing ag-based entrepreneurs and startups. Chase Heineman, Director of Industry Relations for Farm Bureau, says they're looking for any business solving a problem in farm country.
The Ag Innovation Challenge seeks to advance all types of innovation across all sectors of agriculture.
Businesses see many rewards from participating, including significant funding for the top four teams.
The winner will take home $100,000 in non-dilutive funding. That's straight to their pocket. The runner-up receives $25,000, and two other final four teams will both receive $10,000. So there's a lot of money at stake here.
For details, go to fb.org/challenge and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The state is still working to get ahead of a measles outbreak by raising awareness about what to do to prevent further spread. The outbreak was first reported on March 13th and has since risen to 37 cases in 8 different southwest Kansas counties. Though, in a press conference held on Tuesday, Governor Kelly issued a call to action to Kansas families as a whole. She said you need to put your kids first, so talk to your doctor and get your child vaccinated. She added that the health of our communities and especially of our children depends on all of us to recognize our collective responsibility to each other. Despite vaccines being the strongest defense, Governor Kelly said at Tuesday's press conference that vaccination rates had dropped below 90%, and a representative with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment said 30 of the 37 isolated cases the state has documented are in unvaccinated people, with the most vulnerable and susceptible being children. The Kansas legislature concluded its session with a budget bill that allocates $208 million in additional funding to schools for the upcoming fiscal year. The legislature also approved $10 million in additional funding for special education statewide. However, Kyle Carlin, the director of the Special Education Co-op, said the legislature eliminated a $200 per teacher reimbursement for special education, resulting in a net increase of only about $7.5 million. Senate Bill 114 will allow students from non-public and virtual schools to participate in public school activities, and another Senate bill will require school districts to include a fetal development component in any classes on human growth, human development, or human sexuality. The legislature eliminated the Safe and Secure School funding, which has been used for various projects, including the installation of secure entrances at schools, and professional development funds, mentor teacher and teachers of excellence funding, which is paid to teachers who have their national board certification, were also cut by the legislature this year. The Kansas Department of Transportation is again urging the public to stay alert amid a rise in fraudulent text messages claiming to be from the agency and demanding payment for unpaid tolls. The Kansas Department of Transportation clarified that it does not send payment requests by text and does not collect tolls for any roads in Kansas. The scam, known as smishing, attempts to trick recipients into clicking links that can compromise personal and financial information. The department said in a news release, these messages are not legitimate, so do not click on any of the links as they do not lead to the Kansas Department of Transportation websites and could expose sensitive data to scammers. Anyone who receives a suspicious message is encouraged to report it to the Federal Trade Commission at reportfraud.ftc.gov or the Internet Crime Complaint Center at ic3.gov. And anyone who has already shared payment details through one of these scam sites should contact their financial institution immediately. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly, in accordance with Executive Order 2030, directed flags in all state buildings, grounds, and facilities to be flown at half staff immediately until sunset on the day of interment, April 26, in honor of Pope Francis. Governor Kelly said that as one of the most influential leaders of our time, Pope Francis was a beacon of light. She said his wisdom inspired countless people to treat others with compassion and generosity. So may his legacy of selflessness and humility be instilled in each of us and continue to live on. In Nebraska news, according to court documents, the leader of a Grand Island nonprofit spent the organization's money on a wide array of personal expenses. 53-year-old Leah Smiley was arrested Wednesday on a charge of felony theft by deception when the Grand Island woman was the executive director of the First Light Child Advocacy Center, though she's no longer listed on the nonprofit's website. According to the Grand Island Police Department, on March 12th, an employee noticed a flight to Aberdeen, Scotland on the nonprofit's bank statement. Smiley then took the statement to her office, and when she brought it back, that transaction and others had been whited out, which prompted the Advocacy Center to examine its financial records from July 2023 through February. Board members said they found a total of 88 fraudulent purchases that cost the nonprofit $24,885.44. An affidavit said Smiley used the nonprofit's credit card for a trip to New York that she claimed was for an International Child Advocacy Center conference, and the transaction for the conference itself was $1,118.14. However, employees told police that there is no evidence the conference even existed. Instead, court documents allege that Smiley spent the money on Broadway, and police then subpoenaed StubHub, which reported that Smiley bought two tickets for Glengarry Glen Rose. The affidavit showed that after all the fees, the total cost was $1,118.14, which was the same amount that Smiley claimed to have spent on the conference. Court documents also listed several flights and hotel bookings as fraudulent. She used the Advocacy Center's bank card to pay more than $3,000 in medical bills, and the nonprofit was receiving bills from Spectrum for Smiley's personal phone. Smiley's due back in court on May 16th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton head golf coach David Stover to update on the team and their upcoming tournament in Norton.
I'm here with head golf coach David Stover. Coach, the season got started for you. We haven't been able to talk about a lot of varsity, but a lot of JV happening. But let's go ahead and start off with that varsity squad as you traveled over to Goodland, an 18-hole course there, and always one of the favorite courses of the Blue Jays.
It is. We always seem to have a good tournament over there. The kids like going to play over there. It's a challenging course, but it's a fair course, and we always talk about, you know, being able to keep the ball in between the tree line. Well, if you can do that at Goodland, you got a chance to score. Unfortunately, this year, also at Goodland, as everybody knows, I think the wind blows at least 20 miles an hour every single day, any time I've ever been there. And it did blow pretty good again this year. Not to make excuses, but the scores overall in the tournament were a little bit higher than what we expected. Once again, other than the state tournament, this is the best field we play all year long. A lot of GWAC schools are in it, a lot of MCL schools, and really, it was a great competition. Team-wise, we shot 392, so a little bit higher than what I thought. We finished 7th out of 18 schools. So, you know, we're hoping for a little bit higher finish, but not terribly bad. Individually, Eli Jones finished 3rd, shot an 84, which is one of his higher scores, but considering everything else in the tournament, I mean, he was right there with everybody. I thought it was a good tournament. Obviously, it gave us some stuff to work on, and we've been doing that for the last week and a half, trying to get ready for our hosting our tournament this week.
On the conditions out there, you mentioned windy. Was there is cloudy or anything else? Everybody played on the same course and had the same conditions.
No, it was actually, other than the wind, it was a nice day. Warm, I mean, it was a warm day, obviously a breezy day, but you know, one of those days where, you know, we just I think we let it get to us a little bit. Our short game really was not very good, and to be honest, I think a lot of people think that, you know, when it's windy, it only affects full swing, full game. Well, I'll tell you, it makes as big a difference. The wind was blowing hard enough where literally it matters putting, chipping, and all that too. So, and that's definitely probably the one area we need to improve more than anything is short game right now. So, yeah, the wind makes a difference both ways. But other than that, good day weather-wise.
Like we mentioned, a lot of junior varsity to talk about right now. You've had a couple of golf tournaments, the one at Hill City and one at Goodland. Let's go ahead and start with that Hill City junior varsity tournament.
Okay, we went to the Hill City tournament last Friday. They don't keep team scores over there, which is normal, but I was really I was actually pleased with what we did at Hill City. Kelby Day was able to get a sixth place finish over there, so obviously that was his best performance of the year up to that point. Shot 48. Miles Hale and Colin Simmons were both also able to earn medals. They finished 12th and 13th overall. And Ellie Miller actually tied for the last spot, 15th spot, but lost a card playoff there. So essentially we took six players over there, and four of them were able to essentially shoot well enough to earn a medal. So I was very pleased with what they did at Hill City.
And then your next competition was another junior varsity, and Coach Katz takes them out to Goodland, the 18-hole course on that too.
It is an 18-hole course. This tournament, JV-wise, is a 9-hole tournament. So for those of you that are familiar with the Goodland golf course, we played the front nine, which was par 35. They were fortunate enough, they were able to get good weather, and I thought our guys really took advantage of it. Speaking of Kelby Day, Kelby once again, he played really well. Kelby shot 42, finished 2nd overall, by far his best 9-hole score of the year. Tickled pink with that. Also another highlight for us, Ellie Miller for the first time broke 50, and we talked last time about how breaking barriers, 50, 40, such and such, is big. Ellie was extremely happy. She had a 47 and finished 10th overall, and they only medaled 10, so as opposed to Hill City, who medaled 15. So we were able to get two people medalists. Really, everybody we took out there, I thought, played well. So they are definitely going in the right direction right now.
And, of course, we only had the one varsity so far this year, and this time you get to be the host of the varsity tournament here, the Norton Invite. Why don't you talk a little bit about the squad that you're going to have out there? And of course, you're also going to put another additional team as a junior varsity. But why don't you tell us some of the teams and some of the highlights of this tournament?
I'm really looking forward to this tournament, Fig. I think, as we talked a little bit before, I think this is going to be an extremely competitive tournament top to finish. The teams, it's primarily the MCL league schools, throw in Goodland in there, but the MCL has done very well early season so far. We're going to have Ellis, like I said, Goodland, Hill City, Hoxie, Phillipsburg, Oakley, Norton, Northern Valley is going to play, Plainville, and then we will also have a JV tournament. It's one of the advantages of hosting. I can put whoever I want on the golf course. So if we get a chance to have some more kids play a varsity tournament, we will use it a lot. We're still trying to figure out who our top six are for lineups the rest of the way. So not only from a tournament standpoint, but for a team standpoint, the Norton tournament's a really, really big day for us. We're going to go with our varsity group. It's going to be Eli Jones, Trevin Enfield, Tyce Melvin, Jack Carter, Kelby Day, and Gavin Braun. Our JV group is going to be Eli Wunderlich, Rowan Granberry, Miles Hale, Colin Simmons, Ellie Miller, and Jeffrey Fick. So I'm really excited to see how those 12 do. I know they're looking for good things. We're expecting good things from them. Obviously, anytime you play at home, yeah, I think there's an added advantage, both individually and team-wise. But there's a lot of really good individual players and a lot of really solid teams 1 through 6. So it should be a really good event.
The junior varsity next week, here we talk more about junior varsity. And it's great to see junior varsity because a lot of teams don't have enough junior varsity to put on the squad. But they'll be traveling to Smith Center for that tournament. That's also a fun little tournament.
It is. And one reminder for those that have followed us throughout the year, I know the varsity tournament that Smith Center held was at Phillipsburg this year. The JV tournament at Smith Center will be played at Smith Center. So so we've got that. What they do, they started 2 or 3 years ago, I believe. They wanted to try something different. They will actually play a two-person scramble. So, and it's the only tournament that I'm aware of, and I think it's a great idea JV-wise. It gives some of those guys a different opportunity to play. We're still working on lineups-wise on who we're going to send over. But I know the kids are excited. They have – anytime they can scramble, they think it's a good thing. So we'll see how it goes. But I do. I look for good things for the group we're going to send over there.
Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck Thursday against at the Norton Invite and then, of course, the Junior Varsity Smith Center. Why don't you just briefly tell us the time of that start of the Norton Invite?
The Norton Invite will start at 1 o'clock out at the PD Prairie Dog Golf Course here at Norton. Course is in great shape, you know, looking forward to it, and let's go and see what happens.
Well, Coach, again, we're going to wish the best luck Thursday and then again next Tuesday. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Stover, and good luck to the golfers at their tournament starting today in Norton. A gathering for Robert Bob E. Lee, Jr., 93 of Norton, will be held at Tammy's home from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. today, Thursday, April 24th. Memorial services will be held at 1 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, April 25th, at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, and a reception will follow the service at Tammy's home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Robert E. Lee, Jr. Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger gravy, whipped potatoes, warm peas, peaches, peanut butter twist, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pigs in a blanket or chef salad with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken and noodles, roll, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, mainly before 4 p.m., and then showers and thunderstorms likely after 4 p.m., with patchy fog before 9 a.m. The high today should be near 67, with an east wind around 10 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 80%. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 7 p.m., then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m., and then a chance of showers after 1 a.m. Should be mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 42 and the chance of precipitation is 60%. On Friday, there's a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 60 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Friday night, there's a 30% chance of showers after 1 a.m., should be mostly cloudy with a low around 42. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, there's a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 4 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 61. On Sunday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 80 and breezy. On Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 82. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 69. And on Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise sunny with a high near 75. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 55 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is east at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.94, and the dew point is 54 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:24 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Chief Center Creed Humphrey met with the media yesterday via Zoom, and he talked about new left tackle Jalen Moore and how he's seen a lot of familiar faces as he comes to Kansas City.
We're actually in the Senior Bowl together during the whole draft process and stuff, so, you know, I was with him for a week down there, and you know, he's got a great mentality, a great attitude, and a great work ethic, and he's a talented player. So, you know, we're excited about having him in the room. And, yeah, you know, he's played with Mike Caliendo also in college. So, you know, there's familiar faces with him here. Trey was a part of that Senior Bowl class too. So it's good that he has familiar faces and stuff. Now, for us, it's just kind of, you know, teaching him the ropes, kind of helping him, you know, with the study game, you know, playbook, things like that. And then also just showing them how we work around here and, you know, showing them what we do and how to prepare and, you know, how to take your game to the next level. So we're excited about him. He's a heck of a player.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pause for a moment of clean row calm. Brought to you by Storin Corn Herbicide. Preserve this moment of weed-free serenity at storeandwontquit.com or see your Syngenta retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.